Poppy slows often for the speed bumps that have been appearing all over the city. Everyone calls them lying policemen, which makes me think of dead policemen buried underneath the street. I suppose with all the crazy stuff happening, my imagination is going wild. My biggest fear is that something I've done or said will cause us to be killed. What if Lorena tells the SIM about how I kept a diary hidden under my pillow that I erased every night? I mean, that has to sound suspicious. Please, 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 I pray to the little crucifix in my mouth. We stop at the high school to drop off Mundin. He must know how bad I'm feeling because he turns around in the front seat and ruffles my hair like he used to when I was a little kid. Maybe later we can go for a drive, he offers. Mundin is allowed to take the Otoni's hot rod up and down the driveways in the compound. His being so nice makes me want to cry. I don't dare open my mouth, afraid a sob will burst out. I'll go with you if she doesn't want to, Sam pipes up. All the way to school, he's been talking about what a great time he's going to have now that his bossy older sister is leaving. It makes me feel even sadder that his feelings are so different from mine. But then, the more I think about it, that's the way it's always been. I have some rather sad news to report, Mrs. Brown says first thing in class. I am so numb already, I don't think I can feel any more sadness. But when she says that the American school is going to close its doors temporarily, it's like the last straw Chucha says broke the donkey's back. Even though I complain about school, I really don't want the last normal thing in my life to stop. I lay my head down on my desk.